Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 51. I'm Connor Murphy, here with Grace Matthews. Hi, Grace. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay, you know, fighting off a bit of a cold, I think. I don't know if it's that or maybe it's the smoke from the California fires, but I feel like I'm getting sick.
Well, those fires are terrible.
Yes.
And you're definitely in the pathway of the smoke.
We've been in the pathway of smoke pretty much the majority of the year.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this is really late in the year for these fires to be happening.
Well, maybe we should all blame Trump, like the California, what is it, governor? I can't even remember. Governor or something from California, blame Trump for it?
Yeah, yeah. What was he out there smoking in the California woods
yeah,
again?
Yeah, I'm like, in the last year, wow, Trump, you did a
well,
lot of
I
damage.
Well, I did hear that a homeless camp where they were cooking, you know, some homeless people, right, started at least the Ventura fire.
Oh, geez.
So I did hear that this morning. So that's sad. And I didn't really thought about that, but I bet that happens quite often.
Yeah. We sent some water bombers there, so hopefully they can put the damn thing out.
Absolutely. We'll keep our fingers crossed. And
yeah.
Keep our thoughts and prayers with them.
Yes. What are we talking about today, Grace?
Oh, my goodness. These hearings that are going on today with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
Okay.
He is testifying in front of the House Judicial Committee. At times, it's hilarious. I will tell you that the winners are Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy. Their questioning is just actually almost comical. Because last night, overnight, there was an email drop.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, let me just back up a step or two. The Inspector General is investigating at least the DOJ special counsel.
Okay.
And this is what he found. Now, there's 10,000 emails. They've only dropped, so far, 375. The rest should come sometime, probably over the holiday when nobody's paying attention.
Right.
Nevertheless, two people on the council, which we already knew this, were lovers.
Okay.
I know he's at least married. I'm not sure whether she's married to someone else or not. That's never came up. And there's no pictures of her, but there are pictures of him. So on the internet, I don't understand why there are no pictures of her, but that's just an interesting side note.
Hmm.
So despite being grilled mercilessly over the overnight email drop that exposes this remarkable, and I do mean remarkable, bias shared by members of the special counsel, Rosenstein believes Mueller's counsel should remain intact and without further investigation beyond this inspector general. Many members of the Judicial Committee believe differently. But 375 emails were released. The email exchange were by Peter Stroke and Lisa Page. Now, these people, at the very least, have a bit of an ego issue. Lisa wrote to Peter, her fellow investigator and apparent lover, and maybe you're meant to stay where you are because you're meant to protect the country.
Lord.
From the menace,
he
responds, thanks. It's absolutely true that we are both very fortunate. And of course, I'll try and approach it that way. I just know it will be tougher times. I can protect our country at many levels. Just not sure if it helps.
Oh, wow. That was like the script from a bad, bad B movie.
Exactly.
Oh,
Jim Jordan called him a wannabe James Bond.
Oh, wow.
but there is more to come. That's just a taste, a tip of the iceberg.
I think the flu is kicking in.
I'm
nauseous all of a sudden. Oh, wow. Unreal.
It is. It is. But it just keeps getting better and better. And that's not even to mention that now we've discovered that one of the DOJ members that was investigating Hillary Clinton, who's also been on the committee, his wife worked for Fusion GPS. She was on their payroll. The ones that created fake dossier.
Right. Wow.
So a lot of the members of the Judicial Committee and otherwise are calling for a special counsel to look into the special counsel. Which sounds nuts, okay? But it's so corrupt that you got to wonder. And,
you can't find an honest person in the country to sort it out.
No, but, even Twitterville is talking about this. You know, Mike Allen says, developing AG Sessions weighing special counsel to investigate top DOJ official over Fusion GPS contacts. Will he do it or chicken out? Well, he's always looking into it. You know, I've told you that's
been
my complaint. At least this Mike Allen agrees with me.
Yeah, I'm looking into it.
Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy both were very adamant about the fact that this is just looking too corrupt and the American people are beginning to lose trust in the DOJ and the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think they lost trust when Comey got up and said that Hillary Clinton wasn't quite that guilty. She was guilty, but not quite that guilty kind of thing.
Not quite that guilty.
Yeah, something like that, right? So it's just crazy. But speaking of the Clintons, there's a new article out here, and thanks to a tweet from Mike Allen, the U.S. surgeon who exposed the Clinton Foundation for corruption in Haiti was found dead Monday by his 11-year-old daughter in his apartment bathroom on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. He had a knife in his chest that barely missed his heart. He bled to death. He had bled to death. Very quickly, they called it a suicide.
How many people commit suicide by driving a knife in their chest? Has that ever happened?
I haven't heard of that. I know a woman would never do that. It doesn't seem like a way a surgeon would do it either. He's got access to better ways.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't seem like the way a surgeon would choose to die. It's a 54-year-old surgeon with an 11-year-old daughter. I don't know a lot about the rest of his life, but I don't know. It's just fishy. I mean, a lot of times, people that get around these people sometimes end up committing suicide.
But not like that.
Yeah, and but it's fishy. Every one of the suicides are fishy, you know? Yeah. They don't make sense. So that in itself is
very strange.
Yeah, suspicious.
Another red flag.
Exactly. Nevertheless, we've been talking a lot about body shaming.
And bullying, yes.
Well, there's a meteorologist in Pennsylvania, and she did, I guess, a live shot. And she got a lot of slack online about how she needed to consult someone. She needed to buy a bigger size dress, da-da-da. And she decided to fight back.
Good.
In actuality, she's a beautiful girl, for crying out loud. But she's 13 weeks pregnant. You know, 13 weeks pregnant, you're kind of in between your regular clothes and your maternity clothes. Yeah. And so she really has fought back. But what in the heck is wrong with people?
I mean, don't know.
You don't even know her, probably. You know, why? What is it going to change about your life to bully this woman?
Yeah, I don't get it.
What is the benefit? Is it about if you lower someone else, you elevate yourself?
That is probably bottom line right there. I think you hit the nail on the head. And that's just like we spoke about Keaton Jones the other day, the kid that got bullied in Knoxville.
Yes.
His mother was bullied because she had a picture or pictures of a Confederate flag on her social media from, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago or something. So she became another bullying, trolling victim after Keaton got the exposure on the bullying video.
It's just... it's despicable.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know what level of, I don't know, psychiatric illness you must have to bully people you don't even know.
Exactly.
Or that don't have an impact on your life.
Yeah.
Not that you should bully anybody, but get a life.
Agreed.
Go out there and get a life. And for God's sakes, we've got to... stop this online bullying of children.
Yes, for sure.
And Worcester District Attorney is going to be investigating the death of a Marianapolis prep school student's death. In his obituary, the parents claim that he committed suicide on December 4th after struggling with bullying from his peers.
Sad.
It is just terrible. A 15-year-old boy.
Unreal.
Was bullied unmercifully, especially online, and took his own life.
Sad.
It is very sad. And
there is help out there, people.
There is help out there. Remember, you don't have to be anybody's victim.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to start calling these people out.
Yes.
Okay. Any news from Canada?
Well, a little bit. And what is in the news lately involves Boeing again, and it's on the jet deal and the big war going back between Canada and the U.S. on the 88 fighter jets that we were going to purchase. And they canceled the order last week. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau bought 18 used fighter jets from Australia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Used. I don't know whether that's good or bad.
I don't know.
Because we've been having a lot of trouble with our equipment lately, taking parts out of museums and...
Yeah, well...
I don't know. An accident? I don't know.
Maybe he bought them for parts. I don't know. But anyways, quite a few people are up in arms about that, especially when he's been paying off lawsuits to ISIS murderers and killers and Taliban and everything else or whatever now.
He's definitely an ISIS sympathist.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But that's a whole other story.
But
I do have to read this. This comes from Andrew Scheer, who is the progressive conservative leader and also the opposition leader. So his comment on the prime minister's decision is, his comment was, if the prime minister is so keen on buying fixer-uppers, will he come over? Because I have an old minivan I would love to show him. Brilliant.
Absolutely. I love that sarcasm.
Yes. He does that often. He's a very comical man.
Yeah. Like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully one of these days you'll guys get this jets figured out.
Yeah, we're probably headed to Lockheed Martin or something like that.
Absolutely, but their Lockheed Martin is 18 months or something like that behind on the ships that the Navy ordered.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I don't know if they got time to take care of you all.
Well, see what happens. I don't know. Maybe they can get some employees from Boeing to help them out.
Yeah, because some will probably be laid off after all these cancellations.
Yes. Yes. So who knows? It's going to hurt.
Yeah. Either way. Absolutely. Well, as we carry on, Judge Moore didn't quite make it. I think the complaints about his former activity with younger women killed his bid for the Senate seat.
Well, 1.5 points.
Yeah, I mean, really, the write-ins.
Yeah,
he would have won had they not wrote in. 23,000 write-ins, and if you kind of do the math, Doug Jones would not have won had he at least been able to maintain those.
Might be my fault because I was cheering for the underdog, Mr. Write-In. I'm like, come on, Mr. Write-In. He never quite cracked that 3% mark.
No. So.
In, is that Asian?
I don't know. Ingus and G. So. Yeah. Add a G and you've definitely got it.
I was looking at the ongoing live updates and it was funny because it would every time I'd refresh the page, somebody else was on top. It was Doug Jones, Roy Moore. And yeah, it just kept flipping back and forth over the course of the evening.
It was close. Had it been within a half a percent, they would have to recount.
Right.
And it was, last I saw, it was 1.5%.
Yeah, that's the last I saw too.
Well, the economy's looking good. We know that. So the Federal Reserve has raised interest rate benchmark today. That's totally expected. Totally time. This is the first time they've raised this year. It always kind of is strange how they wait till December when everybody's got to, in the United States, got to buy gifts, got to pay taxes, got to pay personal property taxes. I don't know why everything's due in 1 month.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Exactly. So it kind of freaks people out, I think. But nevertheless, I guess Al Franken is going.
Oh.
You know, the other day it was like he really resigned, but not really, you know.
Yeah, well, it was more of blaming all his on Trump.
It was. He never really said he'd, you know, when he said he would step away at some point, maybe, you know, I thought he was going to change his mind, but it doesn't look that way because Minnesota's governor has named Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith to replace him in the Senate.
There we go.
I mean, he's, I don't know whether he'll stay till the recess, when she'll come on board. I don't know. Amarissa Manigault Newman was fired or resigned from the Trump administration today. Don't know what happened, anxious to know. She has been with him in some capacity since she was one of his people on his TV show.
I think I might know what happened.
Really?
Yeah, her name wouldn't fit on the name tag.
That's true. But she was an apprentice person. She didn't win. She's just been with him for a long time. But certainly her, you know, she had to change her wedding last summer because she was getting so many threats. Because she's working as a black woman working for the Trump administration. And finally, her and her fiance, now husband, snuck off to a place, I believe it was in Georgia, and got married. So I don't know. That'll be an interesting story for sure, though. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee died at age 65. Nobody even knew he was sick. There will be like a city manager will replace him until an election takes place.
Right.
So it's kind of a interesting set of circumstances.
Yeah.
Not a very sad sick note. A Texas mom stands accused of taking her son to medical facilities 323 times in a very short amount of time and subjecting him to 13 major surgeries. She had him on a feeding tube that also became infected. She had him in a wheelchair, and there's not a damn thing wrong with him. She clearly suffers from Munchausen by proxy.
Wow.
The ex-husband took it to a judge and tried to make them understand. He said he was basically flat thrown out of the courtroom. Munchausen by proxy is where a mother enjoys the attention she gets from having a sick kid.
Sick.
Yeah, very sick. She will go to prison, but probably really needs to go to a mental institution. The interesting thing is she focused on this child, but she has two others. So I don't know why it wasn't like all the children, you know? She even tried to get him on a liver list. I think that's where she got caught, like a liver transplant list.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuttier than a fruitcake.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Oh.
Smoke.
Okay, this is crazy. An Egyptian singer was sentenced to prison for a racy music video involving a banana. Let your imagination take you with it.
Yeah, all right. How long in prison for the banana video?
I don't know. In Egypt, gosh, she might have got life. She's lucky she didn't get caned. Yeah. In some of the Middle Eastern countries, she would have been stoned or caned.
Wow.
To death. So, yeah, she's definitely someone that needs to immigrate because they will eventually kill her.
Lovely.
I don't know what she was thinking, but I mean, although it could be cute and funny, and I'm sure she's gorgeous, I just I think she wasn't thinking about where she was.
Well, seems to be a lot of not thinking going around these days.
Yeah, it's like it's virus. Hey, I haven't had lunch yet. I usually always have lunch before now. Do you guys eat tomato soup up there, or you just eat beet soup?
Tomato, yeah. But I also put tomato in a type of borscht that I make, in a Russian borscht that has cabbage in it.
Oh, yum. I love cabbage.
So usually tomato soup gets eaten in my family, put over cabbage rolls sometimes. So,
ooh, yeah.
But
well, the next time you want to eat something great,
okay,
cook a can of tomato soup to boiling and drop an egg in it and let the egg cook like it's poaching.
Right.
Delicious.
Wow.
Protein, low calorie. You can eat it for any meal.
Well, I had the most interesting tomato soup in a restaurant in, I think it was Edmonton once, and it was tomato licorice with gin in it.
Gin?
Yeah. It was actually really amazing.
Ooh, I've never liquored up my tomato soup. I'm a tomato soup fanatic. I need to liquor it up. I don't know.
Something about the gin taste.
Yeah. Interesting.
Made it very interesting. And I think it was fennel.
Ooh, tomato fennel. Yeah, because that would taste like licorice. Yeah.
Yes. So it was tomato, fennel, and gin.
Sounds good. Well, Hanukkah began last night. So we want to say happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
The darkness of the whole world cannot swallow the glowing of a candle.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Altucher said that, and may the lights of Hanukkah usher in a better world for humankind.
Awesome. Very nice. Very nice. Well, we definitely are moving fast into the holidays. What do we have planned over the holidays that we could up to date on?
Well, we're going to do a Christmas coal. Santa going to leave some coal for some people.
Okay.
And a lot of them have actually surfaced just in this time between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Perfect. Good.
Okay. Yeah. And we're going to do a prediction show, and we're going to have a very special guest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to have some very, because school will be out, we have some very special guests coming on.
Okay.
We're going to have a little discussion about the new age of transportation with a millennial.
Okay, right on.
And I've already had a couple of discussions with him, and sounds like a little bit of indoctrination, but it's very interesting. So I think everybody will enjoy that.
Okay.
I also have a dietetic professor that's going to do a little time with us over this break.
Perfect.
So we've got some fun things going. We're going to keep doing it through the holidays.
Okay.
Or at least around the holidays.
Right. Nice.
And things are looking good. I have to remind that you can also get us on Blog Talk Radio. Please tell your friends about us.
Yes.
We appreciate it. Yes. Dueling Dialogue. All you have to do is Google Dueling Dialogue and you will see all of our best stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
you really will.
And the rightleftchronicles.com.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to these Christmas shows coming up and Hanukkah shows, the holiday shows. I've set all three so nobody can get offended.
That's right. We are diverse.
Yes.
In my house, we're diverse. We celebrate everything.
We have to agree that this is going to be good.
We do, but we don't always agree. But life's a journey and we're all in this together. Remember, do not become a victim. Hashtag nobody's victim. Thanks for listening. Godspeed, Connor, and Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Godspeed, Grace, and thanks for listening, everybody.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on the rightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. G-Ma's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.